Okay, this coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshios, Achrimos, and Kedoshim here in the Gola, in the United States, and around the world, except for the land of Israel. And so our points to ponder this week will focus primarily on those Parshios. The first thing we come into when we begin Parshas Achrimos is the fact that the beginning of the Parsha deals a lot with the issues concerning Avodas Yom HaKippurim. And we're told at the beginning of the parasha, Aaron HaKohen is told, V'al yavo b'chol eis el HaKodesh. You should be careful that you shouldn't come to any area of the Kodesh at any point in time. And Rav Lam, Shalita, Rabbi Dr. Norman Lam, used this pasuk, Al Yavo B'chol Eis El HaKodesh, to remind us that man's never allowed to take every position or every ethical mood that he adopts for himself and then all of a sudden attach Kedusha to it by calling it moral. In other words, a person doesn't have a right to say that just because he has decided in a particular moment that this is a moral or ethical stance based on the mores of time that he's living in, that doesn't all of a sudden mean that it has Kedusha. Kedusha, says Rabbi Lam, only things that are identified as Kodesh Kadashim, only those things are man allowed to approach, and then only in the manner that the Torah identifies it as a way to make it Kadosh. That is to say, a person can't all of a sudden decide that a particular style of life is the ethical way of living, and that is the definition. And then to shtup a proof into it by turning around and saying, Chazal say that if it's ethical, then it must be Kodesh. That's not so. Kodesh is defined on the manner that the way the Torah defines it. Rabbi Lam added, that's why it's of all this Masechtos and Mishnayos, Pirkei Avos, that opens up with the history of the Masorah that Moshe Kibbe Torah Misirinayim Masorah LeYeshua. Says Rabbi Lan, let no one think that for each of us to determine what's ethical and moral, it's not for us to decide. Ethics come from Sinai. The definition of moral behavior is not from the Umos HaOlam. It's not from each of us and what we read in the news or in the ethics manuals. The definition of ethics is as determined by what? By Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai, and that's our responsibility. Anyhow, we go on with the understanding of what the Seder Avodas Yom HaKippurim is as described in the Torah. And one of the very important principles is that the Kohen is supposed to take Gachal Ayesh Me'al HaMizbeach. He's supposed to take burning coals from the Mizbeach, and with two full hands, he's supposed to take Ketores Samim, and he's supposed to bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, the fact of the matter is that the Torah tells us that the Ketores procedure is done by the Kohen Gadol inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's in direct opposition to the practice of the Tzedukim, who insisted that the Ketores be prepared on the outside and then be brought in already burning. This was a source, of course, says the Gemara, of the death of many, many of the Kohanim Gedolim, who were indeed Tzedukim. And the Shari Chaim explains that the soul of a Jew is found from within, and it's his job to bring that soul and spirit out to the outside world. This, says the Shari Chaim, is why the Ketores burns on the inside and then goes to the outside. The opposite, taking from the outside to create a spark that's on the inside, that's not okay. And the Sefer HaDrashva Ion adds that the Tzedukim tried to enhance the Jewish practice by bringing from the non-Jews into their services. This, of course, says the Drash Va'ian, is a guarantee that the service and those who are providing it will be dead on arrival, which indeed is a focus of a good chunk of the history of the death of the Kohanim Gedolim. Later, after this section of the Torah, we get into the beginning of the section of the Torah Ha'arayos. The Torah goes ahead and gives us a lot of the rules concerning the Arayos, and there, in the introduction to that section, the Torah does tell us how important it is for us to listen to the rules of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ushmartem eschukosai vesmishpatai asher yaseh osam ha'adam v'chai bohem. A person should observe the mitzvos and the chukim and live by them. And this, of course, tells us, the Shalach HaKadosh tells us, that one needs to keep the Torah using a lively approach to Torah. That a person has to be ha'adam v'chai. He has to be able to have zrizis, because Torah life needs to be tasty, as the Rashi in Brachos on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph says. That's why one of the things that we do when we bring up a kosher bracha is that we say chai. Why is that? It needs renewal. And that is one of the important lessons that comes up to V'chai Bohem. Reb Meidlich Biderman Shlita adds a story with a Baal Shem Tov who was walking with his students and came to a frozen river. And he tells his students, staring at the river, that there's a deep message here. Cold, unfrozen, the frozen nature of life is dangerous. He says, if you think about it, a flowing river is a mayan, is one of the things that can't become tame and actually removes some of the most intense forms of tumah. But when it's cold and lifeless, when even a river freezes over, then you can see the goyim coming along and etching their mark. And so he turns and he shows them the ice on the frozen river. And what was in the ice? Many crosses that were etched in the ice. By whom? By the non-Jews. He says, coldness. Coldness makes life very difficult, and it breeds tumah. Asher yasa adam v'chai bohem, a Jew can't ever get so cold in his life and in his experience. Parashas Kedoshim, of course, begins with the discussion, Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem. And what is Kedusha by Hashem's standards? So the late great Zakana Mashgichim Rav Dov Yafei Zatzal explains that when Hashem extends beyond the normal order of things into the miraculous and supernatural, he's doing so because of the Jewish people who also extend beyond natural expectations. The late great Panovitcher Rosh Yeshiva Rav Shmuel Rozovsky Zatzal explained that that's what the Gemara in Brachas means, that today Hashem doesn't perform miracles as he did in the days of old. Why is that, says the Gemara? The reason why he doesn't do so is because today we're not as committed in Mosa Nefesh as they were in the days of old. But still, the Rav Yaffe adds, we're able to be Kedoshim by ruling over nature and not naturally giving in to Taiva from Teva. Our job, even if we can't rule like they did in the olden days, is not to be ruled by the world around us. One of the things we're told is that in the context of living, we are told that we have to be careful. B'tzedek tishbo damisecha. And then a couple of psukim later, we're told, after we're told to judge people favorably, we're told v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha. We should love our neighbors as ourselves. And both of the commandments, one is to beis din, b'tzedek tishbo damisecha. The other, v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha, requires us to change our outlook on fellow Jews. How are we to achieve this honestly? Sir Mati Greenberg, the Nasi of Karen Biavna, the former Rosh Yeshiva of Karen Biavna Shlita, quotes Rav Kook Zatzal in Ein Aya, who explained that two people can look at the same situation in two very distinct ways. One can see it positively, because he seeks out the opportunity to be makir tov, to recognize the goodness in situations. The other one wants to see things negatively, and so he finds a reason to challenge the tov. And thus, one who wants to achieve b'tzedek tishpo te'amisecha, or v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha, needs to work on himself first, in order to see to it that what we look at, we see in a positive light. The Torah also tells us, that we have a responsibility not to plant kalayim. And the question has to be raised, why is it that we're not permitted to plant kalayim? So the Ramban offers two explanations. First of all, when one plants or grafts kalayim, one is denying the good world that Hashem created by trying to change it and change its orders and rules. And in addition, a person is not supposed to plant kalayim because every tree and blade of grass has a malach who's in charge of it. And when one makes kalayim, he or she is messing with the celestial order of things. So Rav Asher Weiss Shalita, Hagona Rav Asher, adds that these two reasons are really one and of the same. And that in the same way that the Torah was given to us and is not supposed to be changed, because the Torah is complete, so too the world is complete, and we're not supposed to mess with that either. We should accept the world for what it is. A gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We may want to accept it, see what we can do to make it stronger, but to go ahead and change it, that's already an Iser, and a very strong one, because it denies HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role of the world. At the end of the parasha, the Torah tells us, "V'yisem li kedoshim ki kadosh ani Hashem, v'abdil aschem min ha'amim li osli." You should be holy because I'm Hashem. I separated you to be holy for me. And the Sukkas David, Rav David Kfiyat Zatzal from Brooklyn, he explains that Hashem is letting us know that already from Mamad Har Sinai, we were already separated and we were put forward from the rest of the nations. The Meshech Chachma adds that we need to preserve our uniqueness, and if we're able to do so, we'll be okay. But if we're not able to do so, then the nations of the world will come along, and they will separate us. If we don't appreciate Hashem's separation, they will separate us. Rabbi Friend, Shalita, added that if we don't sanctify and distinguish ourselves, then the nations will sanctify themselves from us. And that, of course, is unfortunately the story of Jewish history, and the story of a lot of the anti-Semitism that we've experienced in our lives. We need to understand the Havdalah. Havdalah can be used to elevate. Havdalah can be used to denigrate. We need to turn around and make sure that we achieve the former. Finally, in this week's Haftorah, we make the exception to the rule. We read the Haftorah of Parshas Achrimos, and not the Haftorah of Hodas Yerushalayim, which is identified as the Haftorah of Kedoshim. Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shachta would almost yearly remind us that while normally we read the Haftorah of the last Parsha, and that would mean reading the one for Kedoshim, which comes from Yechezkel, we don't do so this week. And the reason why Rav Shachta would tell us is that while we hold like the Tanoim who allowed this section to be read, Rabbi Eliezer strongly recommended that we do not read the Haftorah. Why? Because the Haftorah speaks about Toavos Yerushalayim, the denigration of Yerushalayim. And since the section choice is theoretically up to the Maftir to choose, vis-a-vis its connection to the Parsha, we have a right to take Rabbi Eliezer's opinion into account and not read that Haftorah. Rav Shachta would also often quote from Rav Saraya Devlitsky, who, believe it or not, would quote Rav Soloveitchik, who notes that even on years that the Parshios are split, and Parshas Kedoshim fell on a Shabbos that was not an Erev Rosh Chodesh or a Rosh Chodesh itself, the minhag in Lithuania was to repeat the Haftorah both for Parshas Achrimos and for Parshas Kedoshim, not to read the Haftorah of Hodah. At least that's the way Rav Devlitsky brings it down in the name of Rav Soloveitchik. When I discussed it with Rav Elazar Meir Teit Shlita, the chief Rav of Elizabeth, New Jersey, he didn't think that that is what he heard. I believe he opined that in Elizabeth we would not have such a practice. Still, that was the way I heard it from Mori V'Rabbi, quoting Rav Dovlitsky. The Levush disagrees with this whole storyline. He says the whole issue is a reference to a different Haftorah, and that our practice is never to read that particular Haftorah, because that Haftorah talks about the Toavos Sarah ve'Avram Avinu, as in being appropriate parents, not Toavos Yerushalayim. We can read the Haftorah of Hodah, and therefore there are times that one would. Still notwithstanding, Rav Shachta would also add that Rabbi Eliezer's position not to read Hodah was expressed when someone got up to read the Haftorah, and Rabbi Eliezer jumped up and said, "Acha ata medaber b'toavos Yerushalayim, tseuv dok b'toavos simecha." Before you speak about the disgrace of Jerusalem, check the disgrace of your mother. And the people checked, and they discovered that the one who selected this section for the Haftorah was a mamzer. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal added that there's another lesson to be learned from this Haftorah as well. Before we publicize the difficulties we have in Yerushalayim, Rav Soloveitchik said, even if it's the Yerushalayim that is the government of Israel, we should think twice. We should work to change things, but not just report Toavos Yerushalayim. We should make it our business never to speak badly, and also certainly not to speak badly, because Mum Shebecha Al Tegal El Chavercha, Yerushalayim, the government of Israel, is a mum shebanu sometimes, but those things don't need publication. We have an opportunity to understand that so much of the difficulty that holds us back in life comes from the aspects of the fact that we're so quick to criticize ourselves, so quick to criticize the Torah world around us. What we need to do, the Jewish world around us, is to make sure we speak positively, as the Holy Rebbe, Rabbi Eli Melech of Luzhinsky, used to say, and daven constantly. He would say, "Adrabba, tein b'libenu shenira kol achad malas chavireinu v'lo chesronam." Our responsibility is to daven, as the Ari HaKadosh word, to make sure that when we begin our tefillah, we are mekabel v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha on ourselves, to make sure that we turn and daven, that we should only see the good in each of our friends and not their weaknesses. We should speak positively so that we can get to the state where we won't have the Tovos Yerushalayim, but instead we'll have Yerushalayim habnuya ki'ir shechubra la yachdav. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it so in our city and in our time to realize that in His great city when we get to the Yom Shekulo Shabbos U'mnucha l'chaye olamim Shabbat Shalom to all.